Now, friends, we're about to look at a classic verse, a classic example of how a verse can be misunderstood until it is further explained by Paul in another place in the same book. All right, let's look at that. Colin Cook here, and How It Happens. Thanks for joining me. You know what you're listening to. There's nothing like this. Good news, in which we train ourselves, so that this program is not here to inspire, but to train, so that you can walk away a more solid, faith-trained Christian, and not simply one who's just got a fill-up that finally drains away and you need another fill-up the next day. No, you are training yourself, my friend, in the good news. All right, now in Romans chapter 11, Paul's talking about Israel, that God has not cast them away, even though they were disobedient and contrary, and that's a lesson for us right away, that God does not cast us away, even though we are disobedient and contrary. No, for even Paul, who had been disobedient and contrary as a Jew, was now accepted as a Christian because he believed. Okay, here's this verse that seems so scary when you see it first off. What then? Verse 7. Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Let's get the context. Verse 6. And if by grace, then it is no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is works, it is no longer grace. Otherwise, work is no longer work. All right, what then, Paul says? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. And you might say, well, that's terribly unfair. I've been searching for and looking for salvation and searching for it all my life, and I don't get it, but some elect few that God chooses simply by his whim, they get it? No, that's not what it means at all. Cast your mind back a bit if you've been listening to these programs daily. Do you remember another passage that sounds very similar to this? Just a little earlier, a couple of chapters earlier? Yes, of course. Look at chapter 9. Well, let's first read again, chapter 11, verse 7. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Now let's go back to 9, verse 30. What shall we say then, that Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith? But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and rock of offense, and whoever believes on him, that is, on that stumbling stone, on that rock of offense, will not be put to shame. So, chapter 9, verses 30 to 33, is an expansion of the idea in chapter 11, verse 7. Israel has not obtained what it seeks. Why not? Because they pursued it, going back to Romans 9 now, as a law of righteousness. And they couldn't attain to it. They couldn't reach the holiness of that law. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith. They didn't seek the law by faith. They didn't seek God by faith. They couldn't have reached the law even so by faith, except that the law would say, you're not good enough, so go to God for mercy. Israel did not seek God's mercy, you see. So then, Israel has not obtained what it seeks. Why not? Because it did not seek God's mercy and the stumbling stone who is God himself, upon whom we must rest and rely, and God, of course, primarily in Jesus Christ. But look at the verse again. But the elect have obtained it. Oh, so there are these people who are simply chosen and picked out by God just on a whim. No. For the elect who have obtained it, again, that is described in Romans 9. Who are they? Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. Ah, so the elect believe. So again, you see, you are not simply elect because God chose you on a whim, willy-nilly, to pull you out of the box, whether you liked it or not. No, somehow in this divine, loving relationship with his people, who were created in the image of God, even though they lost it, he still treats them as human beings and allows them to trust in him. He doesn't zap their mind. He doesn't zombie them. He says, be one of my elect, will you? Please believe in me. And we hear the call and we believe. And what exactly do we believe, my friends? We believe in the stumbling block, Christ. We sought our own righteousness. We wanted to have some credit in all of this. We wanted to be praised for how we disciplined ourselves and believed and obeyed. And all of that is swept aside. All of our works, all of our qualities are all swept aside, and we are now urged to believe. I'm telling you, my friends, years ago in my own experience, I had no idea that I was stumbling over the stumbling stone. I was simply trying to be an obedient Christian. I was trying to be righteous. I was trying to eliminate all the vile thoughts in my head, the homosexual struggle thoughts, in order to have a pure mind and a pure heart and a perfect obedience to the law by which I could be saved, so I thought. I went on for years like that, in constant frustration, because I would purify my mind for a week or two or three, and then I would just feel the strain so much, and I would finally collapse into my decadence and just go with the flow. And then, of course, the whole cycle would be started again. I'd feel remorse and grief and repentance and sorrow and shame. And I would start all over again. Now, when the message of righteousness by faith, not by my efforts towards it, by the power of the Holy Spirit through faith, but righteousness by faith in the sense of God counting me as righteous, when that message came to me, I didn't like it. I didn't want it. Because it seemed too easy, and it seemed that there was, well, I can't say that I saw this at the time, but it seemed as if there was no work in it for me. This would be so easy that it would give me too much permission to sin. I so underrated Christ that I thought that it wasn't glorious enough. I had to have the victory myself. This, you see, was my stumbling stone. Finally, after a lot of exploration of the Book of Romans and the Gospel through Dr. Hans Lurandell at Andrews University in Michigan in 1971, I saw the glory of Christ. I saw what it really meant, and I accepted it. I believed. Now, you see, these are the people who obtain what they did not seek. Remember verse 7 of chapter 11 again. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect obtained it. Okay, how did they obtain it? By trusting. Trust was something at that time that was just not in my vocabulary. Trust. Well, I trusted in God to help me to do this or that, but I never trusted in God for what he had done. So it says here, what then shall we say? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. That's chapter 9, verse 30. Now notice the last point of chapter 11, verse 6, also explained here in chapter 9. 11, verse 7. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Okay, is this God doing his thing again? Simply acting arbitrarily, willy-nilly, by a whim, and just blinding everybody? No. The rest were blinded. How were they blinded? Look at chapter 9 again, verses 30 and 30, 31 and 32. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. That's what the blindness is, not seeking it by faith. But for they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, Behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone, a rock of offense, and whoever believes on him will not be put to shame. Do you want to be blinded, my friend? You don't have to do much. Just don't believe in the righteousness of Christ on your behalf, and you're blinded. Now, we're blinded a lot of the time during the day, aren't we? Because we're always struggling to justify ourselves before God. But then we pause, we sit down, we close our eyes, we ponder a minute, and we say, Ah, yes, of course, dear Father. I'm not righteous in myself. I was just distressed a moment ago over my failure or over my inability to get moving today. But I thank you now that Christ is my righteousness. And that moment you affirm that and understand by faith, you are no longer blinded, you see. So, my friend, turn the lights on, take a look, and Christ, you will see, is your righteousness. Well, we are approaching the end of a month, my friend. And I wonder if you will give careful thought to your budget for next month, and would you consider becoming a partner of Faith Quest Perspectives and its radio broadcast, How It Happens? Now, remember that Faith Quest Perspectives puts on this radio broadcast, and what does Faith Quest do? Well, of course, it provides this broadcast for you on a daily basis. It also provides you with a website, faithquestradio.com, where you can hear the broadcast any time of the day or night at your convenience. It also provides you a quarterly seminar in the Lakewood area. Our next one is at the end of July, the last Saturday in July, and it will be called How to Counsel Yourself Through Romans Chapter 8. It also provides you with a monthly CD. For all partners or all people who donate to the ministry, you will receive a CD from me on the Book of Colossians at present, unless, of course, you don't want it. Then you send your donation and simply say, don't send me literature, thanks. And it also provides you with a Monday night meeting in the Englewood area, a Bible study at present in the Book of Colossians, in the Book of Galatians. And we also support a couple of people overseas. That's part of our mission project. One Gan in the Philippines and one Okechukwu in Nigeria. So please, if you appreciate what we're doing and are blessed and trained by this broadcast, send your donation to Faith Quest P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. Faith Quest P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado 80160. I'll see you next time, my friends. Cheerio and God bless.